So today's question comes from Nancy, who writes, I enjoy drinking wine, but sometimes it gives me a headache. What causes it? And she put in parentheses, other than drinking too much. She says, I have a friend that says it's sulfites, but I don't know if that's the answer or not. Bob, what causes the headache when we enjoy our wine?
Self-control.
Or lack thereof.
No, and I don't mean to be facetious here, Nancy, because there is a small slice of the population that is, in fact, allergic to sulfur that we use in wine production, but it's very small. It's the same people who are allergic to salad bars where they preserve the salad with sulfur, et cetera. So you kind of know it when you got it, but I'm not trying to say anything cruel, but you know, wine can give you a headache. You know, it's alcohol and not limiting consumption can kind of do that. I would never accuse her of doing that.
You should run for office. That was a very polite way of saying it. But it truly sounds like the whole wine headache thing, rather than blaming it on an aspect of the wine, you kind of need to find out your tolerance level, figure out how much you can drink without, and know that when you go over that certain line, there could be a price to pay, right?
There are repercussions, okay? And it's how well you metabolize alcohol is somewhat gender dependent, somewhat age dependent, size dependent. Big people handle a little more alcohol, and I am not a doctor, and I don't claim to be one, okay?
But you don't even play one on the radio.
No, sir. But you know, all those factors determine how fast you, as an individual, metabolize alcohol and how soon you get rid of it. But sulfur is often called the culprit here for wine headaches, but it's really an essential in most all wine production. We use it in the vineyards to control mold and mildew. We use it in the cellar to prevent the wines from getting microbial infection or oxidizing. Think of a cut apple set on the counter, and that cut surface is going to brown up within a matter of minutes or an hour here. And we don't want that with our wines. And so a little bit of sulfur helps to prevent that sort of oxidation. The levels that we use today, most all wine producers globally, and I can only speak for us at Betts Family, that the levels that we do today are so far below threshold, so low that there's never any hint of smelling it or anything like that. But it's really a great adjunct to winemaking today. And if you have problems, certainly check it out with your doctor. Am I allergic to sulfur? Because you may be, but the percentage of the population is real small.
More likely, just know your limits and stay within that limit. You should be okay.
Bingo.